repeater in use. Hi, I didn't hear anything, so I think it's safe to start the Ronnie information net for this week. If for any reason anyone needs this repeater for an emergency during our net, please break in and someone will be happy to assist you. Calling the Ronnie net, calling the Ronnie net. This is N2HTL. My name is Aaron, and I'll be your net control for this session of the Ronnie information net. For this net, we'll be using the club call sign W2PE, which is the club call of the Radio Association of Western New York, also known as Ronnie. This is an open net, which means you may come and go as you like, and the net meets every Monday evening beginning at 7 p.m. local time on the following repeaters. W2EUP at 146.91 and 224.82, WA2HKS at 444.0, and ABTUK at 29.68. This net has only one rule. You must have a technician class license or higher in order to check in. Club affiliation is not required to join the net. It's open to all amateurs. So wherever you can hear the Ronnie information net, you're encouraged to check in. And when checking in, please give the call W2PE and release your push-to-talk to ensure you're not doubling. Then please give your call, your name, and your location. Of course, we welcome all questions, comments, or anything else you'd like to share with the folks who check into the net. So if you do have any questions or comments, please state so when you check in. Let's start by looking for mobile or portable stations first. Any mobile portable stations, please call W2PE.
W2PE. This is Ruth in the town of Tonawanda. Good evening, Aaron, and no comment.
W2PE. P2RBL, Lee in the city of Tonawanda. Portable and no comment this evening.
W2PE. This is KD2KSG, Phil in Amherst, no comment.
W2PE.
KD2KEH, Ken in Amherst with, believe it or not, no comment.
W2PE. K2KLB, Dean in Tonawanda. Good evening, everybody.
W2PE, this is AA2DO Dave in Amherst with no comment.
K2NSA, Felix, Clarence Center. No.
W2PE. This is N2ONY, Tony in Buffalo, no comment.
All right, there's a great call up. Let's hold things there and welcome and acknowledge N2ONY. Great to hear you, Tony. Haven't talked in a long time. Glad you're doing well. K2NSA, hi Felix, AA2DO. Dave is in there. K2KLB, hi Dean. KD2KEH, yes, believe it or not. Good to hear you, Ken. And KD2KSG, Phil, good evening, welcome to you. KC2RBL, hi Lee. And KD2GFZ, good evening to you, Ruth. Do we have any additional mobile or portable stations before we move on? Any additional mobile or portable stations, please call W2PE.
W2PE. This is KD2G, my portable, Lockport.
W2PE. Here is KD2FIL, portable in Amherst, no comment.
Hi, Don, good to hear you. KD2FIL is in there, and KA2GVY. Good evening, Mike, good to hear you as well. Let's go to general check-ins now. Any general check-ins for the Ronnie information net, please call W2PE.
W2PE.
KA2 DIA, George
Amherst, no comment, Aaron. PE. This is KD2DKH, Doug in North Tonawanda, no comment, Aaron.
W2PE.
WB2BEB in Grand Island. No comment. Good evening, all.
W2PE. KB2TIN. Ross in Kenmore. No comments. Good evening. KB2TIN.
W2PE. Good evening, Aaron. Everybody else on net. KA2IWK. Jim in Lancaster on 10 meters.
Jim, thanks. Thanks for putting AB2UK to the task tonight. Let's welcome and acknowledge KA2IWK on 10 meters. KB2TIN, Ross is in there. Thanks very much. Keep those recordings coming, my friend. KB2DKH, good to hear you, Doug. WB2BEV, Paul is in there, and KA2QIA, George is in there. Before we look for additional check-ins, I'm sure many people out there are wondering why we look for mobile stations first and why we look for portable stations first. There is a reason for that. I don't know if it necessarily holds true for a net on the VHF, UHF side, but it's definitely true on the HF side, and I'll give my 2 cents why we do this, and you can take it as it is, or you can throw in your own comment for that. A lot of times, just given the circumstances of band conditions, or the type of equipment that's being used, the type of power that's being used, or even the antenna that's being used, mobile stations or portable stations, especially on the HF bands, are genuinely a lot weaker to hear. So therefore, we look for the mobile and portable stations first so that they get a first opportunity to check into the net where there's pretty much a captive audience. Because if you look for the weaker stations first, then we don't have to worry about somebody who's driving in the middle of nowhere and may have less than optimal conditions to check into the net, trying to be heard over everybody else trying to check in. So that's a good general practice that carries over from HF nets to the VHF nets, like the WDM and the Ronnie Information Net. In our case, we like to keep keep track of who is operating mobile or portable, because that way it's either people that are using mobile rigs in their car, or as many of us use, handheld devices, HTs. And then we compare that to people who may have a base unit or a mobile unit set up as a base station in their shack, and it just gives us a better understanding of what kind of equipment people have. Not to sell you anything or, you know, anything like that, but it's just a nice statistic to have as we compare who checks in as a general check-in, meaning possibly a base station, or who's operating portable. But for the most part, that's where it comes from, folks. We take the mobile or portable stations first because 9 times out of 10, they're usually operating at a much weaker level for band conditions, antenna conditions. Can you imagine somebody checking in an 80-meter net running portable? Well, it happens, and oftentimes they do very well. With that out of the way, let's take one final check for general check-ins, because I did interrupt it right in the middle. Let's see who else we have out there, and then we'll get to some announcements. Any other check-ins, please call W2PE.
W2PE. KC2WTD, Lon, Portable, North Buffalo. Good evening, everyone.
W2PE. KK2Mikeart, Clarence, no comments.
W2PE. WB2OLO, John and Snyder. Good evening, no traffic.
2PE, this is KD2GCL, George in the town of Tonawanda.
W2PE.
PE. This is KD2LWB, Mark in Lockport. No traffic.
W2PE. KC2IIZ, Chris in Buffalo, no comment.
W2PE. KC2LEF, Ray in Getzville, no comment.
All right, there's a heck of a great call up there. Before we welcome and acknowledge everyone that checked in, Mike, was your call sign Kilo Kilo 2 Radio? I think you either let go of the mic or somebody doubled with you. The KK2, that was Mike. Just come back and correct. call for me if you wouldn't mind.
Well, it's KK2M. I always say KK2 Mike. My name is Art.
Okay, you can fine me $100 for massacring both your call sign and your name. Boy, Art, I'm really sorry about that. Kilo Kilo 2 Mike is in there. Thanks so much for that. WB2OLL, hi, John. Good to hear you. KD2GCL, George, good evening and welcome. KD2LWB, Mark is in there. KC2IIZ, Chris is in there. And KC2LEF, Ray, it's good to hear you, my friend. Haven't talked in a long time. Hope things at the station are doing well. Let's get to some Ronnie business because we do have our first. Would you believe it's already time and the kids are off to school tomorrow? The first Ronnie general meeting of the 2017-2018 season will be on Tuesday, September 12th. It's a great time to get reacquainted with all your friends who have been busy doing other things over the summertime. We're also going to be talking about what Ronnie did over the summertime, as well as some upcoming things, some special events that are going to be going on. We'll also be priming everyone on what homebrew night is going to be about. More than anything else, this is just going to be a coming attractions of what everybody can expect in the next couple of months. Also, don't forget our ham radio and technology fair is going to be in October 10th. Set your calendar for that. We'll be talking more about that as we get a little bit closer. But Tuesday, September 12th at the Church of the Nativity, 1530 Colvin Boulevard in Tonawanda. It's one block north of Sheridan Drive. If you've never come out to a RonnieNet, please come on out and meet some of your friends that hang out on this repeater and others. And there's great coffee. Thank you, Dan. And also some donuts. But more than anything else, the fellowship is great. So please don't miss that. September 12th at 7 p.m. The next Ronnie breakfast get-together, which always happens the third Saturday of the month at the Boulevard Family Restaurant on Niagara Falls Boulevard, 2487 Niagara Falls Boulevard, to be more specific, is going to be on September 16th at 9 a.m. We may head down to the ship. I hope some folks have done it. I've got a daughter in college now who needs a lot of help with some projects. So my Saturdays have been taken up with that. But hopefully we'll get a gang down there on September 16th to put W2PE on the air. And let me break on that one for just a second. If anyone has seen or had seen the news report on Channel 4, I believe it was, they did a report on the USS Little Rock, the new one, and how it is out on trials right now, but will be christened next to the USS Little Rock that is in the Buffalo Harbor, the Buffalo Naval and Military Park. They haven't exactly announced a date for that yet, but we will have a Ronnie crew on the air on the club station on the USS Little Rock. W2PE will be on the air as a special event for this great honor, which is it really is for the Buffalo Naval and Military Park. So keep your dial riveted to the Ronnie information net, and we'll give you more dates once we find them out as well. The next Ronnie board meeting is September 26, 2017, also at the Church of the Nativity, and I'll be sure to send out a meeting reminder via email to all the Ronnie board members. Something I do want to point out as we move along, we have been talking recently about having a Ronnie flash mob who's going to congregate on 10 meters, and this is especially great for all the techs or any new, a newly licensed ham who wants to get on the HF bands for the very first time. The Ronnie Flash Mob met last week, I want to say on Wednesday, but I'm not 100% sure. Jim, maybe you can correct me. A bunch of us gathered on 10 meters, and when that worked very well, and we weren't able to scare up any other folks, we tried 20 meters, and that worked pretty well. And then we wound up going to 80 meters, and we stayed in the general portion of the band, and we actually brought in some other folks from around the country. I believe there were about 5 or 6 of us on frequency at any one time, just talking about radio stuff and sharing some good fellowship on the air. So the flash mob is a great idea. It's working. We're going to try to announce that more often and get people to meet on 10 meters to get started. And if you'd like to be a part of this, I can send out an email to everyone saying Ronnie Flash Mob 28.410 megahertz to meet there. But if you want to know a little bit quicker, if you can email me at oldhamradio@gmail.com and just email me your phone number, especially if you do texting. I'm not going to call you up or anything else. It's just going to be put into a group text, And if we meet on the air and you want to join the party, I'll just send out a text message to everybody, say, Ronnie Flash Mob, 28.410, and that's it. That's the only message you're going to get. So you're not going to be spammed or anything like that. So if you want to join, just oldhamradio@gmail.com is the email address. Just email me your phone number, and we'll be sure that you get notified when we go on the air next. All right, let's see if we can keep this list going. Any additional check-ins for the Ronnie Information Net, please call W2PE. All right, quick break. Let's go to Jim, KA2IWK. I know you said that you were not, you didn't have any words for the net this evening, but I do want to pick on you and tell me about getting in on the 10-meter repeater and how you're hearing things and maybe if you heard anything else. I don't know if 10 meters was open today, but you sound great coming in on the 10-meter side. So KA2IWK, what's going on 10 meters?
Yeah, W2PE, KA2IWK, Jim in Lancaster again. I am not hearing the repeater real good. There's a lot of noise on this frequency. I don't know if it's distance from the repeater or if they're putting out a little bit lower power these days or what's going on, but I guess I'm hitting it fine because I'm transmitting into it now. I did not even listen to 10 meters today. I was kind of listening to 17 and 20. 20 was open. 17 was open for a little while, but it was kind of up and down on 17. And 20 was doing okay, and 40 was sort of alive for a little bit and then gone the next hour. So it's been up and down. So I don't know. Band conditions are kind of weird, but they are operable. So don't hesitate to get in there and throw out a CQ and see what you can reel in. And I have not heard anything about 6 meters, so maybe you want to see if anybody's listened to 6 meters lately. We do have a storm coming tonight, so everybody ground your stations, and maybe around that time, if the storm moves out, you can check 6 meters and see if anything's going on. Maybe we'll have some 2-meter inversion, who knows. But again, we're supposed to have a storm later on tonight, so just make sure everything's grounded and disconnected. Anyway, thanks, Aaron. W2PE, KA2IWK, back to me.
Aaron and Jim, this is Ted, WA2HKS. I have some information on the 10 meters.
Oh, Ted, great. Thanks so much for joining us tonight, WA2HKS. Let me turn it back to you and go ahead with your words.
Okay, the 10-meter repeater runs 100 watts out of the transmitter. The transmitter is at the south campus of UB, and the receiver is up in the Boston Hills on Cole Road at the 91 site. And both sites are vertically polarized. So, Jim, are you vertical or are you horizontal?
I'll see. It is daytime, so I'm vertical. No, I'm always running vertical at this location. So hopefully I'm the correct. Well, I am the correct polarization, I guess. Go ahead.
Yeah. So you're probably 5 or 6 miles away from the 100 watt transmitter, but you're getting into the receiver, which is probably 25 miles away from you. And the reason for the disparity is the noise. On 10 meters in the urban areas, the noise is horrendous. And we used to have the receiver at UB, and the noise was 34 dB measured above the receiver sensitivity. So work on the noise. Go ahead, Aaron. This is WA2HKS.
All right, Ted, thanks so much for joining us tonight. That's great. I would love if you came in more often and told us a little bit more about the repeater. I know we talked about this once before, about the folks who have lower audio, and I was kind of hoping you would have come in at the time while we were talking about that to give the real reason why that is not a good thing. I think I did the best I could to relay the information as to why that is, but getting it straight from your mouth would probably be the best thing. So let's move away from from that for the time being, unless you want to speak on that. Let's take one additional look for check-ins. I got some more things to pass along. Any additional check-ins for the Ronnie information net, please call W2PE.
W2PE. W2ISV, Chris and Amherst, no comments tonight.
All right, let's welcome KD2ISV. Hi, Chris. Good to hear you as well this evening. Thanks for joining us. Before I forget to mention this one, folks, the September 9th. Gosh, is that this weekend already? It is. It is this Saturday, the Lancaster Ham Fest, sponsored by the Lancaster Amateur Radio Club. For more information about this one, you can go to W2SO.org, held in Lancaster, New York, which is right around Jim's neighborhood. Again, this Saturday, September 9th, is the Lancaster Amateur Radio Club. More information as well as a talk-in frequency can be had by going to W2SO.org. Now, I always talk about how great the 13 Colonies special event is, and it is, especially since Ronnie was able to take part in that. But my second favorite operating event, because they've got some pretty amazing QSL cards, is the Route 66 on the Air special event, which begins September 8th and runs, September 9th and runs through the 17th. So it begins at 0001 hours Zulu on the 9th through 2359 hours Zulu on September 17th. And you're going to have stations, I don't know the exact total, there's quite a number, I'm going to say close to 20 stations. Look for the call signs Whiskey 6. Whiskey 6 is always going to be the prefix, and then it's everything from Alpha through Uniform. So Whiskey 6 Alpha, Whiskey 6 Bravo, and these stations are located everywhere from Santa Monica, California, through Oklahoma City, Oklahoma, to Chicago, to Wilmington, Illinois. So while you're working Route 66 on the air, get a copy of the Nat King Cole Trio, Get Your Kicks on Route 66 song, and play that in the background while you're working these stations. But if you go to W6JulietBravoTango.org, W6JBT.org, you'll find out more information about the Route 66 on the air special event, as well as all the stations that are listed. And if you go to QRZ.com and do a search for each of these stations, if the site has been updated, you'll see the QSL card that's being offered up for making contact with these guys. And shame on me, I've made contact and almost got pretty close to a clean sweep with all of these stations, and I've done it for the past 5 years, but I've never sent in for my cards. Shame on me. But this is a heck of a great contest or special event, and it's a lot of fun. So it's a nice goal, because you're working for a clean sweep. And because these stations are, you know, as quote-unquote close as Illinois and as far away as California, everyone's got a great chance of working these stations on 20 meters, 17 meters. It's not a contest, so you can operate on 17 meters and even 40 meters in the late evening. So check that out, W6JBT.org, for the 2017 Route 66 on the Air special event. All right, let's see if we have any additional check-ins for tonight's Ronnie information net. If so, please call W2PE.
W2PE. This is K2LED, Bob, in the town of Tonawanda. No traffic, Aaron.
W2PE.
2DKH, with a comment and a recheck.
W2PE, WB2JK Mobile in Alden.
All right, Doug, we acknowledge your words. KD2DK, stand by. WB2JK, what was the name?
Here is Joe, Juliet Oscar Echo, no traffic, but I just wanted to see if the mobile was still working properly tonight. But we are going to stand by here and we are going to listen. WB2JK.
You're doing fine, Joe. You're doing absolutely fine. Don't worry about your signal at all, and your audio sounds great. Doug, hang on 1 second. Before we get to you, I want to pass along, I know I've mentioned this once before, but especially with a storm coming in, and there is, check out lightningmaps.org. And thanks to Mike, K2GVY, for pointing this website out to me. Lightning Maps, that's MikeAlphaPapaSierra.org, lightningmaps.org. Once this website comes up, go ahead under the settings, or I'm sorry, under the, well, it's pretty intuitive on how to set this up. All you have to do is set your location on the website. Once that's done, it drops a cookie on your computer, so it'll always know where your location is. But you'll be able to see in fairly real time, within a couple seconds, any rain that's coming in, but more importantly, you'll be able to see any lightning strikes that are happening. And I know I've mentioned this before, but what's really super cool is if there's any reported thunder with those lightning strikes, you'll be able to see the radiation from ground zero of where the lightning hit was detected, and there's like a radiating circle that comes away from the hit, which is basically the thunder. And when that circle hits your location, within, let's say, my accuracy now is about 2.5 seconds. So within 2.5 seconds, I'm going to hear the thunder crash. And I can tell you right now, the Niagara Peninsula of Ontario is getting hammered with a storm. So check that out, lightningmaps.org, set your location, and you'll be able to see what's going on with the storm that's coming in. And yes, as Jim said, unplug everything and ground everything. All right, Doug, KD2DKH, please call W2PE and go ahead with your question or words.
Yes, W2PE, this is KD2DKH. Maybe as an added incentive for those folks wanting to go down to the Naval Park and operate this weekend, I just remembered that the Cotter, the Buffalo Fireboat, world's oldest at 117 years, still active, will be on display right in front of the submarine at the Naval Base this weekend, this Saturday, from 10 until 1. So, if you want to bring your grandkids down or kids to take a look at the boat, it's looking pretty good these days. And I unfortunately won't be able to be there, but it's a good chance to see the boat up close and go on board and take a look around. This is KD2DKH. Thanks, Aaron.
But Doug, thanks so much for sharing that with us. I know you're a member of that group, and if they ever have any kind of special event like that where the public is welcome to tour the boat, please let us know. Don't ever hesitate to let us know. I want to pick on somebody else because, Jim, I know you mentioned 6 meters. Paul, WB2BEB, if you're still tuned in, because this is an open net, you may come and go as you like. WB2BEB, Paul, if you're out there, I know you've been on 6 meters for the past couple of weeks. If you can just check in real fast and let us know how things have been going on 6. WB2BEB, this is W2PE.
W2PE, WB2BEB. Good evening, Aaron. Good evening, all. Just about every time we come down to the shack, we do tune in to 6 meters to see what's going on. And while there has been no, at least at this point, observed from this, when I tune in and so forth, when I tune in, I should say, I have not observed any unusual or any unusual conditions. There is a six-meter net that meets approximately 8 o'clock every Monday night, and that's K2KEH, is Bob, and that's approximately 5 to 10 folks that sign in there. It's fun, it's back and forth, and they have been known to entertain folks if conditions do permit from out of, from radiations outside of our area, for sure. And it's a very friendly group, very welcoming, and that is the only group that I've been able to connect with in the last month or so. So we haven't tuned in very fortuitous times, that's for sure, although we do it on a regular basis. And I guess I have a question regarding the 10-meter connection to our repeaters. I wonder if there's a frequency that someone could pass along, because as I was listening to Jim, I was tuning on 10 meters to see if I could hear him. So back to net control, W2BEW, B2BEB.
Hey, Paul, thanks so much for that. Yeah, don't forget about the 6-meter net that meets on Monday evenings at 8 o'clock. Yes, the 10-meter repeater is AB2UK, 29.68. You just need to set your radio, if I'm not mistaken, and Jim, correct me if I'm wrong, 29.58, down 500, if I'm not mistaken. Jim, is that correct? It's been a long time.
That is incorrect. 29.68 down, down. I was just going to say down. But it's 5.8 in and, no. 5.8 in and 6.8 out. There we go.
Okay, yeah, I had it backwards. You just have to set your radio for negative offset. The 5.8 is in, 6.8 is out. You're receiving on 29.68. You're transmitting on 29.68 is what you're receiving. I say this every Monday, and I can't get it right. 29.68 is what you're receiving on. 29.58 is what you're transmitting on. And you don't have to have a special 10-meter radio or anything like that to do this. You know, if you've got a radio, like say, for example, I've got my Kenwood TS-440, all I have to do is put it in split mode, have one VFO transmitting on 29.58 and have the other VFO listening on 6.8. It works just fine. So don't rush out and buy a special 10-meter radio. You don't need to do it. The radio that you have right now works just fine. All right, I think that's all I got. We did good tonight, full half hour. Do we have any additional check-ins who want to join the party tonight? The Ronnie information that if so, please call W2PE, and then we'll close this thing down for the week.
W2PE, K2LED, recheck.
W2PE, KK4, Quebec, Charlie Tango from Grand Island, Fred here. No comments, stand by and listening.
Okay, Fred, hi, good evening. Thanks for welcome. Thanks for joining us. Let's welcome and acknowledge KK4QCT QCT, and Bob, K2LED. Go ahead with your words.
W2PEK2LED. Without getting into a huge conversation on grounding, let's say there should actually, if your shack is properly grounded, you would actually be causing more damage or could cause yourself more harm disconnecting everything and leaving coax laying in your shack, inviting that big old spark in the house. But with proper grounding, proper bonding to the house mains at the shack entrance, there is no need to disconnect, just as all the cell phone towers don't disconnect, the radio stations don't disconnect. In fact, I never disconnect, and I've taken direct hits while on the air with no damage. But again, proper grounding and bonding back to the house mains is important. K2LED, back to net control.
Well said, Bob, and thanks very much for passing that along. K2LED, this is W2PE with the Ronnie Information Net. All right, folks, if no one else has any questions or comments, then with no further net business, at this time we'd like to close the Ronnie Information Net down for this week. And we'd like to thank everyone for checking in this evening. And remind you to please join us again next Monday evening at 7 p.m. local time on these same repeaters. As always, we wish to thank the Buffalo Amateur Radio Repeater Association, also known as BARA, for the use of the repeaters tonight. And to remind everyone to check into the BARA TechNet every Wednesday evening at 8 p.m. local time on these same repeaters. And I can't say it enough, folks, it is BARA repeaters that we use on a daily basis. So if you haven't done so already, please consider joining BARA in order to help maintaining the repeaters. More information. Joining BARA can be found by going to their website at BARA Buffalo, and that's BARRA Buffalo.com. And if anyone has any information, questions, or topics for the Ronnie Information Net, please feel free to contact myself, Aaron, N2HTL, at oldhamradio@gmail.com, or drop a note to Kevin at WA2FKV@ARRL.net. On behalf of the Radio Association of Western New York, we'd like to thank everyone for joining us tonight and hope to see everyone again next week. We now turn the repeaters back to normal amateur use. 73s to all, and have a great night and a great week. We'll talk to everyone again next Monday evening at 7 p.m. 73s all, this is W2PE, clear.